Wonderful. Let me just say Happy Christmas. If I've not said it already, I don't think I have. So Happy Christmas. We can all relax. We're nearly there. 2 shopping days to go. I mean, who's done their shopping? Good, good. I did mine. Well, Jenny sort of helped me out a bit, to be fair. But hopefully you've all done, you've all completed it. You're ready now. We're in that moment. The only task left is to enjoy ourselves, right? And I used to love Christmas for good reasons, you know, like parties and enjoying yourself and loving all that. But now I love it even more because I really understand what it means to celebrate Jesus, the birth of Jesus, the Saviour of the world. And I also love this time of year because I don't know about you, but you find people are more friendlier. There's that moment where they say, Happy Christmas. And we just proclaim it to one another, don't we? We'll say it later on when we're outside eating the mince pies. We'll be saying it in there, Happy Christmas, have a great time. That's what we'll be doing. And what does it mean, Happy Christmas? What does that mean to you? Is it mean sharing quality time with our families and friends? Eating loads, probably eating too much. Maybe some of you have already eaten too much. The celebrations have been opened. I was around someone's house last night and they said, do you like the little Snickers? You know those little ones? I could see they didn't because there was about 8 of them left. I said, of course I do. There's 2 left. Anyway, maybe we eat too much. But anyway, we look forward to those things. We look forward to giving and receiving presents. And I hope all of these things will be true for you and you'll have an amazing time. Happy, wonderful moments over these next few days. You'll be able to rest and chill out, relax. What are you most looking forward to? Is it just no work for a week or two? Is it the pigs in blankets? I mean, that's a favourite, isn't it? You know, there came a time a few years back when I could actually make a decision about Christmas dinner. It didn't last long, but I was able to for a little while, and I just went, no more Brussels sprouts. Unfortunately, they did come back on the agenda because I preferred the pigs in blankets. Maybe you do too. But anyway, there it is. We're going to have some great times. But for some of us, great memories of last year or 5 years ago, 10 years ago. But for some of us, Christmas can be a time remind us of loss, of sadness, of difficulties. Maybe you're also looking forward to the King's speech. That'd be quite good this year, I imagine. Maybe some of you, I know some of you are probably, you know, far too holy for this, but you might even be looking forward to Gavin and Stacey. Yeah, that's. I thought that might get a good cheer. The King's speech, not so much, but Gavin and Stacey were on board. Of course, I only heard about that from other people, but there we are. Not quite true. Today, though, I want to talk about something even more important. I want to talk about something far deeper than just happiness. I want to talk to us about joy. Because we know, however good our Christmas will be, it will not last. Boxing Day will come. We've overeaten. We'll continue to overeat for another day because it's still holiday time. And we put the TV on and all we see is adverts for holidays. Your next trip, where you should go, what you should do. We'll just see endless adverts encouraging us to spend money to book a holiday. They know what they're doing, don't they? They know what they're doing. They're stirring us to want more, to encourage us to find that perfect holiday because Christmas is now gone. Those happy moments have just drifted a little bit. But what about real joy? A joy that is long-lasting, that brings hope, that's not dependent upon circumstances. It's not just a distant memory as we get into the after the bank holiday. Our first reading declared this, a saviour will be born to a teenage girl. The Son of God coming to earth. Jesus born in a stable. A baby. He cried. We know that, right? He's a baby. He cries. He needed feeding every few hours. He needed cleaning up regularly. And I thought about that for a moment. I thought, Pampers, what did they do? There was none of that stuff. But anyway, it needed doing. This is the saviour of the world's entry into our world. And the second reading, an angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds. And what were they doing? Well, they were shepherding sheep. That's what they were doing, just getting on with their job. And it says, great fear came upon them, and the angel of the Lord spoke to them. I mean, it's not surprising you'd be full of fear in that moment. And the angel says, do not be afraid. I bring good news that will cause great joy for all the people. A saviour has been born. Shepherds, go and find out. That was the message. And by the way, the shepherds were like the lowlife of society. They didn't have much of a reputation. And that is who God came for. People like that. People like you. People like me. And their lives were never the same again. But what a claim this is. Great joy for all the people. And it's not a claim that says, great joy for all the people. You will live in luxury the rest of your days. You will never have sadness. You will never face disappointment. You will never face loss or broken relationships. They take their toll. But it's a claim that goes so deep. That's what God is saying to us and to the people then. The angel didn't say this. Hold on a second. You're doing the sheep stuff. I've got some good advice for you. He didn't say, I've come to give you some instruction so you can do better in life. The angel said, I bring good news. A baby has been born. His name is Jesus, and he is the Messiah, the Saviour of the world. Now, advice tells you this. It's up to you. If you do something different, the outcome will be different. If you act differently, your life will go better. Be ambitious. I've got some advice for you. I can help you solve some of your problems. But good news is this. It's telling of an event that's taken place. The Saviour has come. Emmanuel, God with us. God has come to us. And this changes everything. Good news that will bring joy to all the people. God says this to us, I have made a way through the Son of God, through Jesus, to know deep joy. Do you have a longing for deep joy? Do you have a longing for joy that lasts way beyond Boxing Day? I'm sure you do. We all do. Do you have a longing for a joy that is a peace beyond understanding, beyond our circumstances, whatever they look like, good or not so good? Do you have a longing for that joy that says, I'm known by God, I'm loved by God, and I'm valued by God? The story, as almost all of us will know, many of us will know, is this. It doesn't end at Christmas with the birth of Jesus, the Saviour of the world coming to us. But it carries on into his death and resurrection. Jesus came to earth, lived the life that we lead. But he lived a perfect life, no sin, did nothing wrong. And he died upon a cross that we might know God and that we might know his forgiveness. And he rose again. I mean, if you come to church twice a year, make it today and make it Easter Sunday. I suggest you come more than that. But if you're only going to do two, come to those two. Jesus rose again that we might know God forever. And, you know, we do a lot of praying in this church. We could always do more, but we definitely pray. And we would pray that each one of us has a great Christmas, that we know real happiness, real lovely, wonderful family moments with friends and other people, with family. We just, you know, really enjoy that rest and being relaxed and just enjoying ourselves. But we're praying for more than that, that we might know a saviour. We might know that deep joy that absolutely changes everything, as it did for those shepherds, totally transformed and changed. Jesus, the Messiah, the Saviour of the world. And Christians, don't miss this moment. If you know Jesus, sometimes we can get a little over familiar. I mean, I don't know about you, some of the carols we sing have got so much truth in them. But I still find them quite hard to sing. I'm not over familiar with the songs, but I can be over familiar with the time of year. And I would say to us, to those who know Jesus, Don't miss this moment. Don't miss this season. Don't miss the fact that Jesus came, was born of a virgin, to tell you you are loved of God. Don't miss this moment of celebrating the wonders of his birth. He came to earth for you and for me. And maybe today you're here, you are one of those who, this is the start of the Christmas season, the start of the holiday, I'll come to a carol service. Well, thank you so much for coming. We're delighted you're with us. And maybe you're not even sure, you come regularly and you're not sure. Well, I want to give us an opportunity today, in this little short moment, to know a deep joy. And we can know that by knowing Jesus. And we come to know Jesus by speaking to him. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to just close your eyes, if you don't mind. I promise you no one's going to come around and take your money out of your pockets. But what I'm going to say to you is that Jesus can come and meet with you in this moment. And so I'm going to pray. And if you, in your heart, want to pray this with me, then that will be a wonderful thing, because that can be the beginning of true joy that runs so deep. So if you want to do this in your heart with me, that would be wonderful. Jesus, we thank you so much that you came to earth, that you came born of a baby, born of a virgin, fully God and fully human. You came to us. We didn't have to come to you. You came to us and you lived the perfect life that we might know our sins forgiven, that on the cross that you died for us, that we might know our sin forgiven, that if we were to put our trust in you. And so today, Jesus, we again put our trust in you. We say, come and have your way. I believe in you. Jesus, you've done it all. You paid the price. And what joy to know that you rose again from the grave. You defeated death. And so, Lord, we say we're sorry for where we've got it wrong, and we want to follow you. Jesus, we want that deep joy that you offer us. What a joy. And we celebrate you today. The Saviour of the world came to earth that we might know you. Amen. Give us that joy. Amen.